Hello, everybody. Guess who's back?
Me.
We'll wait for the applause because I know you've been excited for him to come back. But it is our first, technically, I guess, episode of 2023. But this one isn't like a regular episode. The affidavit for Brian Kohberger came out today, and that's what we're talking about because Eric hasn't read it. And I thought, why not just kill two birds with one stone?
Wait, you're gonna read me the
I'm not
whole
going to read the
affidavit?
whole thing. It's 19 pages.
I think say I'm bowing out.
I suddenly don't want
Change my mind.
to know. So
Let's get to the meat and potatoes.
this is what we've been waiting for. So yeah, let's just jump right into it. Are you ready for the affidavit we've all been waiting for?
I have not been waiting for it. I'm not following this thing at all.
I am. Okay, so just a update. The information is provided by Brett Payne, who is the duly appointed and qualified acting peace officer with the county of state of Idaho. He is employed by the Moscow Police Department and has been trained and qualified peace officer for approximately 4 years. So this is based off of him, basically. Everything he says is coming from him. Like I said, I'm not going to read all of it. There's also a redacted page too, so I don't know. There's,
Read that one.
yeah. And we're done. So at on November 13th at 4 p.m., the Moscow Police Department Sergeant Blaker and I, who was, like I said, Brett Payne, responded on. I won't give the address because you can read it, but I'm not going to say it. To assist with the processing of a crime scene associated with four homicides. Upon their arrival, the Idaho State Police forensic team was on the scene and was preparing to begin processing the scene. So they go inside, they enter through the bottom floor, and they walk upstairs to the second floor. And that's when they found, of course, everybody and figured out that it had been caused by an edged weapon. So they go upstairs to the third floor, which consisted of two bedrooms and one bathroom. There was also a dog up there. And they didn't do any harm to the dog before you ask, because I figured you would. He entered one of the bedrooms where he could see two females in a single bed in the room. They were both deceased with visible stab wounds. That is when he noticed what appeared to be a tan leather knife sheath laying on the bed next to Mogan's right side. When viewed from the door, it was processed as a KBAR. Do you know what that is?
Okay, bar.
KBAR. USMC and the United States Marine Corps Eagle Globe and Anchor insignia stamped on the outside of it. They located a single source of male DNA left on the button snap of the knife sheath. What's a KBAR?
So no.
Like what I'm saying? What's.
I think it's a military issue, no.
Oh. Okay. So of course
I don't
that's when
really know.
they
Don't
okay.
quote me.
Oh, don't quote him on that. So they did interviews. So they interviewed a billion people. So one of the roommates, which they call DM in the affidavit, said that she originally went to sleep in her bedroom on the southeast side of the second floor. She was awoken at approximately 4 a.m. by what she stated sounded like Goncalves, I don't know how to say her last name, Gonsalves, playing with her dog in the upstairs bedroom, which was on the third floor. A short time later, she said she heard who she thought was the same roommate say something to the effect of, "There's someone here." A review of the records obtained from a forensic download of the phone showed this could also have been her on her phone because she was on TikTok until about 4:12 a.m. DM stated that she looked out of her bedroom but did not see anything when she heard the comment about somebody being in the house. She opened the door a second time when she thought she heard crying coming from her room and then heard a male voice say something to the effect of, "It's okay, I'm going to help you." At approximately 4:17, A security camera located near the residence picked up a distorted audio of what sounded like voices or a whimper followed by a loud thud. You can also hear a dog barking. She then stated that she opened her door for a third time after hearing crying and saw a figure in black clothing and a mask that covered the person's mouth and nose walking towards her. She described the figure as 5'10 or taller, male, not very muscular, but athletically built with bushy eyebrows. He walked past her as she stood in a quote-unquote frozen shock phase, walked towards a sliding glass back door. She locked herself in her room after seeing the male and stated that she did not recognize him. This leads investigators to believe that the murderer left the scene. So this is where I've seen, and we're not going to get into it because God forbid, but people on the internet have an issue with this, and I can see both sides, because the 911 call wasn't made until around noon. But she saw this man in the house around 4 in the morning. So, people have taken issue with this. I think that there is, it's a double-edged sword. You see somebody, you're scared, you don't know what's going on, you go back to sleep.
You don't call it 8 hours. You don't wait 8 hours to call 911.
Well, that's when they called is when they noticed that, like, the roommates were dead or passed out or whatever. Yeah, because you're scared, but you also, with the way that they talked about this house and how people went in and out all the time, it could have been anybody. But
anybody just like
that's what I said, but that a lot of people are taking issue with that. It seems to be like one of the biggest things people are taking away from this. I mean, she's a young kid. You're scared. You're probably not thinking they're murdering your roommates.
You're still thinking, who the fuck?
Yeah.
I should probably call the police.
Yeah. So that's a big thing. I'm sure, I can almost guarantee you there's a Reddit thread about it. I haven't seen it, but I can almost guarantee you that there is. So when they were processing the crime scene, they also found a shoe print. So they tested that as well. They did a lot of video canvases. One of the biggest things from this case was the video of the car, because, and like, I'm not going to read it word for word, I read this multiple times. He drove by the crime scene many times, like after and before it happened. So like he was like driving back and forth around the house, which is suspicious in a small, it'd be like somebody driving past our house. Like you'd be like, well, what the fuck are you doing? So that was noticed, especially because there's cameras in the area, because really it's surprising that everybody doesn't have one at this point. But there are cameras all over the place and they saw him going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. So then, they did figure out that it was him. And one of the other big things was his cell phone, because he had it with him. They can ping it. So his cell phone, they basically tracked him via his phone and the car from security camera footage. That's one of the big things that screwed him over, which thank God for technology, but
yeah, or thank God he's an idiot.
That too. So, I'll put the link to the PDF of this in the podcast episode notes. That way you can read it too, since and see the pictures, because there are pictures on there as well. So, when they stopped him, they stopped him twice during a traffic stop in November, I think. I can't remember the exact date. But apparently, like, they were saying at first, like, oh, we just stopped him. But it was like a plan. So they found his car. They saw him. They stopped him. And they recorded him via their body cam footage to, like, see if he was, like, injured in some way. Like, his hands, if he had defensive wounds. Like, they did that on purpose. But they told the, like, public and people who asked about it, like, oh, it was just, like, regular routine stuff. But it wasn't. So I will say, we've talked about, you know, cops fumbling shit on our podcast a lot. And these people didn't. And you know, they didn't give out any information. And of course, the public wants information, but these motherfuckers worked. Like, they knew exactly what they were doing, and they fucking did it. Like, I give props to the Moscow Police Department and the FBI and everybody that worked with them, because they were on it. Like, surprisingly well.
Well, it kind of helps when you leave DNA behind, and
I know, but everybody
has a camera on their shit, so.
But, like.
But, yeah, good job.
They didn't release anything to the public, because if you, I mean, if you did, who the fuck knows where he would have went. So I'm just like, that's just like one of the big
things. Oh, there was a video on Twitter today about him and his dad in the car. Did you see that?
That's the body cam footage, yeah.
Where his dad's basically snitching on him, and his face is like, shit, what the fuck?
Yeah, so the big things were, okay, so like here, page 15. This is a map of like his cell phone locations. I mean, pretty basic back and forth shit. He was just a fucking idiot. And then today it came out, like, I've been following, like, CNN.com has a live thing. Suspect's phone traced to area near crime scene hours after the murders. So between 9:12 and 9:21, he was still in the fucking area.
Yeah, he's probably checking to see if they call 911 after seeing the girl.
Exactly. Like,
what? So, yeah, should have called 911.
What do they say? People like this, they think, first of all, they think they're smarter than everyone, and clearly they're not. But they always want to insert themselves into, like, the help, or they want to watch to see if they're getting away. You know, like, they have to have, I don't even know what I'm looking for. What's the word I'm looking for? They have to,
I don't know,
be assholes, I guess. In his own, what's it, conceitedness? It's a fucking stupid. So, anyway, I'm not going to read any more of the affidavit because it just talks about his phone and his car. Like I said, I'll put the PDF link in the description. His preliminary hearing is scheduled for January 12th. So they are like, let's get this show on the road, which good for them. Good for them. He also had his initial appearance in court today. He did not make eye contact with anyone else throughout the proceedings besides his public defender when he walked in. Steve, the father of Kaylee, was with his wife and other relatives in the front row, and they stared at him throughout the hearing. There has also been a no contact order for the murder victims' families and surviving roommates for 2 years. And the judge said, hell yeah, to that. He has no bail because they're like, fuck off.
Yeah.
And no. I already read the thing about the phone. Oh, so in 2022, he wanted to be an internship at the police department. He applied to be an intern at the police department. He wrote an essay when he applied for the internship about the Pullman Police Department. And when he wrote his essay, it said that he had an interest in assisting rural law enforcement agencies with how to better collect and analyze technological data in public safety operations, which was exactly what did him in, was fucking technology. So maybe you don't know as much as you think you do. Like,
he obviously didn't know anything.
The fuck is wrong with you? And they recovered trash from the family residence that was used to help down, like, narrow down his DNA. His phone was near the victim's residence at least 12 times between June and the present day. So he stalked them. And that's one of my biggest things, too, is like, what? Why them? Why walk past? Because he had to have seen her. Why walk past another roommate and just be like, bye? Like, I have a lot of questions. And I feel like, I mean, just look at him. Like, he looks like one of those people that he's going to make this difficult. And he looks like a little asshat.
I mean, he just looks like a regular guy.
He looks like a doofus.
I'm not that invested in it. I'm not that concerned about it.
I am invested.
You're getting worked up about it.
I'm not getting worked up. I just can't breathe because of the air where we live.
You're getting worked up.
I'm not getting worked up. Do I think he's an idiot? Of course. Do I think he deserves to rot in jail? Absolutely. Anybody
that murders people is an idiot.
I love, but you know, like, it's like swift justice is my favorite thing. I love justice.
Well, I mean, it won't be that swift. It'll probably...
No, I'm saying, like...
court for a year or two.
How quickly the Moscow Police Department, that's swift compared to what it could have been.
Well, yeah. When you leave a bunch of evidence behind, it's usually faster than normal.
Justice. I love justice.
Unless you're O.J. Simpson, then it doesn't matter how much evidence.
If it doesn't fit, you must acquit. Yeah, I have a lot of thoughts that I will keep to myself.
You can do that on your own.
I'm keeping it to myself. I don't have anything to do. It's just, there's a lot of moving parts that don't make any sense. And like I said, you can probably get in, there's probably I saw that there is a Reddit community that's just his name. And they're talking about him. So I'm sure anything you want to find, go to Reddit. Reddit's the place to be.
I don't do Reddit.
I love Reddit.
I've never even looked at it.
That's where I learned what pegging was.
Another reason I don't do Reddit.
And then was just got in a deep hole of...
Why?
Because it was a Ask Me Anything thread. And these people were just... It was like so entertaining. I couldn't stop reading it.
At the word pegging, you should have stopped reading. Any normal...
They're like, hey-o. But yeah. Swift justice. I love justice. Justice.
There you go.
He's
in the clink.
I'll also put the CNN live link too because it updates live. I don't know how else. Like the last one was 3 hours ago. So I'll put that in the description too. But yeah. Bring his fucking ass. Cocky. He's cocky.
Yeah.
You know maybe. Who that works for? No one. Me. You.
Yes.
Me. Yeah, no. Yeah, like why I need motive.
I don't have any questions.
I need motive and why them. Which I guess is the same.
Why does anyone pick anyone to kill them? They just do.
But he stalked them. Like strangers.
Maybe that's on his way to fucking work. You don't know.
No.
Maybe it's just his daily route.
That isn't. He didn't even live. He lived 15 miles away or 15 minutes away or something.
Don't all serial killers stalk the people they kill before they kill them?
No.
Dexter did.
Dexter is... He also brings justice just in a different way.
Okay, but he stalked the living shit out of them.
But he's also not real. We're talking about real...
People do that shit in real life every day.
Not everyone does.
Well, and I know not everyone does. I don't kill people or stalk them.
Not, oh my God. I'm
but
so tired.
People who do that do this shit every day. Okay. There's no reason why. But I think it's a mental illness.
I don't know. And he was a criminology student. I don't know if you knew that. So, like, he already knows.
He didn't know enough.
Clearly. Thank God. So, swift justice. Thank you. I can't wait to see what happens. Do you want to shout people out on this? It's your job.
No. This isn't a podcast episode. I really don't know why I'm on this.
Because I wanted to tell you about it, and I didn't want to have the same conversation twice.
I don't make my return until the podcast episode. Well, wait, this counts, though, for this week.
Does it?
Yeah, it's long enough.
It's 19 minutes.
Well, if you hold out a few more seconds, it'll be 20. That's pretty good even. Even number.
Whatever. Okay, well, I guess I'll be back with updates as they come. Big update. I'm not going to update like every little thing. So
there won't even be none until after the 12th, at least. That's when court starts.
I didn't say I'd be back tomorrow.
You're probably thinking it.
Okay, you're not shouting people out?
I mean, if you want me to, I will.
It's up to you. It's your job. You said you're not doing it until a real episode.
Mm.
Give the people what they want.
I'm out of practice.
Okay. Well, we'll see you on our first real episode soon.
Someday.
We'll scare 2024. You later. Bye.